I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week, I'm just having a straight up old Glenmorangie standard single malt whiskey. Not a special one by any means, or, you know, by any shouts, but not a bad one either. I want to revisit a podcast that I did. Well, it's kind of revisiting a podcast that I did an earlier show, but an email prior to that show by the guest I had on. The show was with Brian Driggs. It was my last episode before this one. I missed last week's and I apologize. I will, you know, probably have a podcast in sometime in the future talking about why that happened. Let's just say I had a bit of a dark period in my life at that time. I've spoken about my depression before, my battle with it. And let's say that combined with other things led to not a great weekend, not a great time for not just me, but loved ones. So anyway, like I say, I'm not going to dive into that now. I probably will revisit it at some stage in the future when I feel more comfortable talking about it. But anywho, like I mentioned, in my previous show, I had my good friend Brian Driggs on, and I found an incredibly opening and, you know, enlightening conversation with the guy. I really enjoyed it when I listened back to it, even though I had mentioned the problems I'd had because I was a dummy and hadn't switched my microphone on. So I was speaking to my MacBook versus my, you know, Samsung microphone. I still enjoyed the content a lot, and I felt Brian brought a lot of insight to the show. And that's not something new with Brian, because I want to touch on some points that he sent me in an email about this podcast prior to him coming on the show, prior to him even, you know, booking a calendar slot on the show, you know, to come on board. But it was interesting because I felt Brian really got the essence of what I'm trying to do with this show and who I'm trying to reach with it, and hopefully, you know, the goals I want to achieve with it, and seeing these goals through. I mean, there was an episode, I believe it was when I talked about my battle with depression, or, you know, being diagnosed with depression, that I spoke about we're not as strong as we look. And in Brian's email that he sent to me, he picked up on that fact where he mentioned, you know, as you say, we're not. Now, nobody is as strong as they look. We, depending on what we're going through in life at a particular time, we can put on a facade of how we're feeling and what we're going through and have a different public viewpoint and what we show the public versus what we're feeling inside or how we feel at that time. But what Brian gave me as an addendum to that, if you like, is we may not be as strong as we look, but to add encouragement to that, we're stronger than we think. And that is such a true point. You know, it's not to suggest that those struggling, like myself, like my wife, like a lot of my friends, like a lot of people, and I know there's a few people that listen to the show that struggle with mental health issues. It's not to suggest that we should just find hobbies and we'll be good and get over it, but it's speaking to humanity in general. You know, we go through a lot of things. There's a lot of bad stuff happening in the world on a daily basis. Politics, on social media, in our own lives, bullying at school, you know, just a lot of bad, negative stuff. And that can weigh you down. That can, if you see that all the time, and that's the only thing that you see, whether that's, you know, in the newspapers, if you still read newspapers, on a podcast, you know, someone talking on a podcast, talking about negativity, on social media, anywhere, it can get so tiring. It can be like the whole world is on your shoulders and it's so draining and your legs can only take so much before it feels like the whole world is weighing you down. And Brian's suggestion to, you know, say we're stronger than we think and have that mindset is so key. yes, we do all go through bad stuff, and there's various levels of bad stuff, if you like, but to that person going through whatever he or she's going through at that given time, it doesn't matter if it's on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is, ah, damn, I stubbed my toe, to 10 is being, I really don't want to live anymore, then, yes, that's various levels of, you know, bad stuff and, you know, stuff that's going through people's minds. But to the person that's just stubbed their toe, that's one of the only thing that they can concentrate at the moment, because stubbing your toe is pretty damn sore. So it's just to show, like I said, maybe that was a bad analogy and I apologize if it was, but it is to show that, you know what, we are stronger than we think. And we have to remember that. We have to be aware that no matter what we're going through, there are people out there that care for us, that love us. We may not realize that, but there are people that care for us and love us. And we also need to love ourselves. And I know that sounds corny and, you know, one of these sound bites that you hear from, say, life coaches or whatever, but it's true. We can't start to mend how we feel on the outside until we mend what we feel on the inside. And we have to remember that, guys. We have to, you know, be loving and forgiving and thankful for all who we are at that time and in that moment in time. So that really spoke to me from Brian. Another thing that he mentioned was about the effect of things being normal and, you know, what is normal, what's not normal. And again, he raised a good point. And funnily enough, my wife spoke about this on her own Mental Health and Me blog, which you can find at mentalhealthandme.ca. I'm biased, obviously, but I find it's a really good resource for people either suffering with mental health issues or those that want to understand it more and help their friends and peers, etc., that are suffering from mental health. But what Brian mentioned was, you know, instead of, you know, mentioning something to the effect of, you know, being normal or not normal, what about nominal? You know, I mean, that works because it's not giving judgment anyway. You know, it's not saying you are normal, and it's not saying you're not normal for whatever reason. But it's speaking about, you know, nominal. It's like we're not low on fuel. We're just not freshly topped off. You know, we've still got half a tank of gas in the engine or the fuel tank. Yeah, the fuel tank. You wouldn't put gas in the engine. It's just that, you know, we're somewhere in between, and that's perfectly acceptable. That's, you know, we're nominal. We've got a nominal amount of gas to get us where we need to go, and that's fine. So maybe we should be thinking about nominal instead of normal versus abnormal, if you like. And I like that. That like I say, spoke to me. The final bit that Brian talked about, and I really appreciate if you're listening to this, Brian, which I know you do, but I just want to give you a shout out. I really appreciated you sending me this email, but this particular point that I'm going to speak about next really spoke to me. So every episode, I either, you know, when if I'm toasting you or closing the show off, I mention Slangivar. Now, to those that don't know what that means, it's an additional take on slange, which is the Scottish cheers. So if you're taking a whiskey and you take a sip of it, before you do that, you go slange. It's Gaelic, and it's the traditional Scottish language for saying cheers. The var part of that is good health. So if you're saying slange var and good health, you're essentially saying cheers and good health, or to your health. And it's a way of saying, you know, when you go away from this, you know, get together we're having or whatever, I want your health to remain good. I want you to have the best of things, the best of life, and for those around you to also enjoy these things. And it's a lovely way for me, from my Scottish heritage, it's a lovely way for me to give that to you guys that are listening to the episode. It's like, thank you for listening. Cheers, and whatever you're going to do today, for the rest of today, tomorrow, next week, whatever, I hope it involves good health. And what Brian mentioned was that gives us a sense of we're not alone. You know, I may just be a voice on the end of a podcast, whatever podcast app you use to listen to the show, but hopefully you know that every episode that I do is, you know, with heart. It's with a topic that I'm passionate about or feel needs to be discussed. And I really appreciate you guys listening to the show. But I also want you to make, you know, make good with your lives. And if I can have some part of that, that's awesome. And Brian says it's, you know, that Shlanchivar kind of brings a sense of belonging along with the conversations that we have, whether you email me after the show or before a show like Brian did, or you leave a comment if your, you know, if your podcast platform of choice allows comments, for example. But I'm always happy to receive emails. I've mentioned it before. You can find me, Danny, at dannybrown.me. That's M for mother, E for Edward. And I'll leave that in the show notes as well. But it's inclusive, and I want this podcast to be inclusive. When I blogged for about 10 years on my personal blog, and I stopped that at the beginning of January this year, 2019, to concentrate on podcasting, because I was finding myself enjoying it a lot more than the blogging I was doing. However, before I gave up on the blogging, I didn't give up. I do a weekly newsletter, if you like. It's a more personal take. It's just about one topic. There's no selling in it. There's no affiliate links. It's no advertising. It's one personal topic. So I guess I kind of still do personal writing that way. But with the podcast, with Life Through a Dram, it is about, you know, having, even though I'm the person that's speaking, I want this to be inclusive. I want this to help you at any time when you need to be feeling something, or you need to be inspired by something, or even if you just need someone to say, you know what you're doing is okay, and just keep at it. And if you need someone to talk to, I'm here. And that's something that I've always wanted with my blog. That was something I always encouraged in the blog comments when I, you know, had the blog running. And it created a really good community. And it's where I met Brian, funnily enough, and many others that now either, you know, subscribe to my newsletter and then email back to me once it's gone out, or listen to the show, etc. And that kind of community is the kind of thing that we need to all be aiming for. Little micro communities of people with the same mindset, the same aspect, that want to do something, A, with their lives, but B, with the world in general. My good friend Sam Fiorella, who I'm fortunate to work with in a business sense as well, is in Vancouver, BC today. And he's talking about a very important topic around social media and its impact on mental health. And I'll be sure to share a link to that if that goes live on the company blog or goes out live on the YouTube channel or whatever. I will share that in a future podcast. The topic's very important. But again, that's also about community and inclusiveness, and where we need to be taking a stand on pushing back on the negativity that's in the world, and making ourselves, you know, have an identity of who we are, what we stand for, and who we want to protect. And I feel that's really important at this time. And Brian finished his email, which I think was a nice way to finish it. I don't know how many of you guys saw the movie Avatar, but one of the things that stood out for Brian and myself, actually, is how they said, "I see you." It's not "I love you." It's not "I care for you." It's not anything like that. It's "I see you." It doesn't matter who you are. I see you. You know, you've got vulnerabilities, but you're sharing them. You're flawed, but you've got strengths, and I see that. I see you. And I think if we could all work with that mindset and see others and help them, you know, raise them up constantly, don't belittle, don't let people put them down or anything, we could make such a huge difference in the world. I know Brian's noodling with a project about community. We spoke about it on the podcast. I know he's talking about it more on his blog, etc. And one of the things I've been noodling with for a while is about a community. And I'm playing around with the word and the idea of connectivity and connectedness. So that may be something for a future podcast. Anywho, guys, like I say, I hope this podcast, as I continue to grow it, I hope you're finding it meets some form of inner need, if that makes sense, without sounding too egotistical. I really do enjoy, you know, hearing from you when you give feedback on the show. I love getting emails like Brian sent about feedback and his own take on life. So always please feel free to do that. In the meantime, whatever your week looks like ahead, or whatever your weekend looks like ahead, I see you. Slangevar to your good health, and I wish the best for you. Until next weekend, guys, this has been Life Through a Dram. I even got it wrong there, see? This has been Life Through a Dram. Be yourself, take care, I'll see you next week. Slangevar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.